In 2010, the Committee for Justice and Fairness spent $1.5 million on a commercial saying when Tom Horn was a legislator, he voted against tougher penalties for statutory rape. And it said that in his then-current job as school superintendent, he voted to let a teacher back in the classroom who was viewing porn on a school computer. The group refused to disclose its funding, arguing it was simply educating people. But the appellate court, citing its timing just weeks before the election, said the clear purpose was to undermine Horn's bid for attorney general. Tom Ervin, who represents the committee, said the judges got it wrong.
The U.S. Supreme Court, in an opinion written by Chief Justice Roberts, said that you cannot engage in a contextual analysis. And the contextual analysis is, hey, there's an election. Hey, this person's running.
Potentially more significant, the appellate court ruled you don't need magic words like vote for or oppose to conclude a commercial is really political, and who paid for it must be disclosed. Secretary of State Ken Bennett said the ruling is a victory for voters.
I think it sends a signal to anyone else that's spending large amounts of money to influence an election that when they do so, they need to be disclosing to the voters of Arizona where that money is coming from.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.